Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live, and today I'm going to help share some secrets to setting and succeeding at your 2015 New Year's goals, and some tested methods to help you be able to do the things that you really feel called to do this year. So I'll be back shortly with those secrets, and it's some things that I've tested out with multiple people and groups, and it's really pretty simple but powerful stuff. So I'll be back in about 20 seconds to share that with you. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. I was going to do this show a little earlier in the year, but I had some personal issues that I had to recover from, and so I'm doing this a little week and a half into the year, but certainly not too late to help you accomplish your goals and your visions for this year. Before we do that, though, I want to acknowledge the passing of a friend, Grammy-winning legend Andre Crouch. Had a tremendous impact on my life, both with his music and his ministry. Andre was kind of divinely given a gift of music and a tremendous songwriter. And as he got older, there was one year, I believe it was 1993, when Andre's father, who was a pastor, a reluctant pastor of a church in Pacoima, his mother and his brother, all the family members there leading the church, died in one year. And Andre, though he was in demand as the guy who did the choir and the vocals for people like Michael Jackson, Madonna, great songs like a Prayer by Madonna and Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror, decided to answer a call to take over the little church in Pacoima where his late father was minister. And so we were able to pop into Pacoima at the church there, my wife, my kids and I, and we were able to hear this world-class music by Andre Crouch and his choir there at the church. And I'm going to open the show today with a little bit of Andre's testimony and music. This is probably his most beloved song called My Tribute, Andre Crouch. And I'll be back after that to share with you how to reach your New Year's goals.
Ever hope to be
Wow, thank you, Andre Crouch. That was just one of those performances that always moved me. You know, Andre Crouch was one of those musicians who always moved me emotionally. I would go to the church there where he was pastor in Pacoima and never ceased to have my eyes cloud over and get emotional and feel a little embarrassed the way I would start to cry. And I mean, I'm talking serious crying, the kind that's really publicly embarrassing. I just, he had that gift that was so heartfelt. Well, this is not going to be complex or long, but I'm going to share with you some very important New Year's secrets to succeeding at your goals. Now, New Year's, a lot of people do what's called resolutions. And resolutions tend to be giving up something. And I'll quit smoking, I'll quit eating sugar, or I'll quit drinking too much. But I like to suggest something more effective is to spend some time alone and come up with one, two, maybe at the most three goals of what you'd like to accomplish in 2015. And really be able to see it, really be able to envision it. And the reason is, usually saying a negative, like I'm going to stop doing this and so, it doesn't last as long. It doesn't have the power of of having the positive of what you're going to do. You know, there's an old saying about the do's and don'ts, that if you spend your time doing the do's, you don't have as much time to worry about doing the don'ts. So what are those things you want to do, you want to accomplish this year? There's a scripture that says, "Behold, I do a new thing that will spring forth from the desert." And maybe 2014 was a desert, maybe it wasn't as fruitful as you'd like, but I believe 2015 will be your best year yet. So find those couple things that, you know, what you want to do, and get it down to just a couple words. I mean, I would suggest, if you can, to get it down to just a few words. The fewer, the better. I mean, if you have it under 5 words, great, of what you want to do and accomplish. And then I want you to write it down. There's a biblical verse, write the vision and make it plain so that you may run when you read it. It's important to see it and then to write it down. You know, a vision board can be a powerful thing. I don't know if you've ever done a vision board, but it's pretty easy to do. Just get a stack of magazines, either ones that you have, or go buy some, or ask your doctor's office if you can have some of their old magazines, and start to clip out images that hit you with what you want to see, what you want to envision, what you want to see in your life, and, you know, begin to tape those up onto a board. The more you can see it and focus in on it. And I want you to be able to close your eyes and really see yourself accomplishing these goals. That is very, very important, to be able to see it. And two times that are very important to see your goals are when you're drifting off to sleep at night, when you're in bed, and also when you first wake up, because that's a time when your subconscious is really going to work. There's a part of our mind that we don't have the awareness of all the time. Sigmund Freud called it the subconscious mind. There's biblical words like soul and the spirit. But there's a part of us that, as we're drifting off to sleep, if we envision ourselves doing these goals, that, and really believe it. Now, the believing is the magic, the really believing it. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If thou canst believe, all things are possible for the one who believes. Now, I am quoting some scripture in this little session today, and you don't have to be a religious believer in the Bible or anything like that to get value from what I'm saying. And I say all that to let you know that I've shared these secrets I'm going to share in these next few moments with people from different cultural backgrounds, different belief systems, and they've tried my principles in a very scientific way to try it and test it. And these secrets have worked for people regardless of their faith level in terms of their religious background. Because although I get a lot of it from the Bible, I believe it's like electricity. I mean, you don't have to have a certain cultural or religious background to flip on a light switch and benefit from electricity. Electricity has always been there. I mean, Edison and certain people discovered certain ways to harness what's always been there. But what I'm sharing with you has always been there as a way that things get done in this world by those who see it. See, everything around you started with an idea and someone believing in that idea, from the chair you're sitting on to the light switch I mentioned a second ago, to all the creative arts that we enjoy, movies and music. These are things that begin with an idea and someone really making that idea tangible. I've made several movies through this method. I've cast films where I've seen the actors in advance by closing my eyes and meditating and envisioning, and literally seen actors, and then they walk in the casting room and I've already seen their face. As I've, you know, I know this might sound crazy, or, but it works. So get it down to a few words and then begin to see it. Begin to really close your eyes and picture it very clearly. You know, if you go into a lot of executive offices throughout the world, you'll see statuary, you know, of great people or in different museums. And one of the purposes of this statuary is to build the faith of those other people. You know, if you go in the, say, for instance, the Screen Actors Guild Union, they'll have pictures of other great actors. So like, aspiring actors that are new to the union will see that. They will get inspired by that visual, you know, that maybe I can become a great actor as well someday, you know. If you're in the banking industry or the finance industry, a lot of times there'll be images of people that have been giants in that industry. And so having some sort of visual to help you see the goal is very, very important. And by the way, if you have any questions about what I'm talking about today, feel free to call them in on our guest call-in line. You can join the discussion at 347-637-2379. It should be right there on your screen, 347-637-2379. Or you can email your questions to me as well at richardrossilive@gmail.com. That's richardrossilive@gmail.com. Now, so we talked about you get the idea and you envision it. Now it's really important to write it down on some sort of card or piece of paper. It could be a business card, it could be a 3x5 card or a little larger, whatever, if you need it a little bigger visually. And then put this where you will see it on a regular basis, you know, put this maybe by your bed, put this maybe in your car. Where would you see it all the time? Because you want to reinforce this, because the problem is a lot of people will start something like this and then they lose steam. They don't keep affirming it. They don't keep repeating it. I mean, if you look at the power of almost every methodology, be it religious or otherwise, there's a repetition, you know. I was raised Catholic, and we repeated certain prayers. We prayed all the time in the rosary and that sort of thing. Other religions repeat certain, you know, a lot of worship songs are repeating the same chorus over and over. And there's something about repeating and reinforcing. So if you just write this down on a piece of paper today with me, and then you're not seeing it daily and not repeating it daily and not envisioning it daily, it's not going to work. Repetition is extremely important to create the new neural pathways. And now, the second thing, and this is very important, and some might not agree with me on this, but I'm going to stress it very strongly, is to keep it to yourself. This is really important that you don't share this with everyone under the sun, because when you share it, you kind of dilute it somewhat of its power. And it takes energy to share it. And that energy you need emotionally and spiritually to accomplish your goals. Christ said, go and tell no man. He said that repeatedly after he would heal someone or touch someone. Go and tell no man applies today. There's biblical stories about Joseph sharing his dreams and visions with his brothers, and they turn on him. They get jealous of him, and they sabotage him and throw him in a pit and sell him off as a slave. You know, Christ warned, do not throw your pearls before swine. And everyone knows that quote and quotes that part of it. But the next part tells you why you shouldn't take these precious pearls of your vision and share them with the wrong people. It says, because if you throw your pearls before swine, they will turn on you and tear you apart and trample on the pearls. In other words, they don't value it. Oh, you sure you want to do that? I don't know if that'll work. And they start to, you know, become wet blankets on what you're called to do. So it's very important you go and tell no man, and you keep this between you and God. Write out those two or three things you want to accomplish this year, this new year, and see it visually where you can see it all the time, and then keep this private between you and God. And as you begin to meditate on this, your subconscious is going to give you impulses of how to accomplish these goals. And it's really important that you act on the guidance that begins to come to you, even if it doesn't seem to make much sense. Now, I'm talking about something bigger than you accomplishing your two or three goals for the year. I'm talking about a change in your whole lifestyle in which you learn to really see yourself in a whole new way. It's like a metamorphosis where old things pass away and all things become new, like a butterfly going from the caterpillar into the butterfly. It's, scientists call it a metamorphosis. Morph, we get the word morphology, is from the form or the structure. One second, my son just came in. If you guys could excuse me, I know we're live on air. One moment, I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that. We had some dead radio time there. I had to say hi to my son. So this is a change in not just setting new goals, but a whole new attitude. It's not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude. And this attitude of faith and believing is so powerful. You know, the great pianist Liberace read that verse in Mark 9:23 about believing, where Jesus said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible." And he read a book from the 40s, published by and written by Claude Bristol, called The Magic of Believing. And he was playing in these little, houses of ill repute for very little money. And he began to see himself as a highly successful pianist in Vegas and on television and everything. And as he saw that and believed that, his whole life began to change by writing down his goal and seeing it. And don't become rigid about it if you don't do this perfectly or if you struggle in any way with what I'm saying. The letter of the law kills, but the spirit gives life. So give yourself permission to fail at this, to learn this, but begin to step out in it and spend some time alone and get down in a few words what it is you want to accomplish this year. I have a spiritual mentor and friend of mine, Arnold, that says there's several phases of spiritual growth and going to a whole new level. And the first is to rest. The second is to heal. And the third is to soar. And so when the caterpillar goes into that cocoon, it's resting at first. It's resting. It's allowing those wings to form. And it doesn't, when it comes out of the cocoon, it doesn't start flying immediately. It doesn't start soaring immediately. The wings are wet from the gestation within that cocoon. And the cocoon's not a pleasant-looking thing. I had a cousin when we were kids. We found there was a cocoon we saw where the caterpillar went into the cocoon. And I remember my cousin saying, "That looks really gross. It didn't look very nice." So sometimes when you're in this change, it might not look like everything's so great. And that's why it's important to not share too much of what you've written down, what your goals are, what your secrets are. I had a friend of mine, and he used to spend 99% of his energy blabbing about all the things he was accomplishing and all the big Hollywood deals he was making. And I got a part in this film and that film, and I'm flying off to here, and I just signed a contract for music with this company. And we would get together, and he'd get buy an expensive cigar, and we'd smoke the cigar and celebrate, and then something would go wrong. You know, he'd say, "Oh, they went with a name that was a bigger name than me in the part, and I lost it at the last minute," or, something happened. They didn't follow through on the contract. They never sent me the check. And I learned from him. We learn lessons even from failures that happen. I learned that it's so important to not celebrate and smoke the cigar until the money's in the bank, until it's happened. It's far better to use your time envisioning, not just talking about making a movie or writing a movie or whatever your goal is, but to spend that energy literally writing the script and making it. Because when you do these things for real, the goal will be accomplished and come to light, you know, in the public sector, and it'll be self-evident. So, again, write down your goal in a few words, and then begin to review it and to see it and to put it, these pieces of paper with this goal this year, where you can see it all around your life, your home, your car, and begin seeing it and envisioning it and believing it and having faith for it to come. And if you stumble on the way towards the goal, the good book says, "A just man falleth 7 times and rise up again." Don't judge yourself. Just get right back up and take some action steps towards your goal. The Bible says faith without action is dead. So it's important to pick goals that you can take action on that are within your sphere of what you can do. I love baseball, but I'm 51 years old now. And if I said I'm going to be a starting outfielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates this spring. That's not, most guys are retiring from baseball much younger than me. So I'm not saying to take this so literal. Nothing's impossible. Set whatever crazy goal you want. But something that's within your passions, your abilities, your forte, your purvey, and something that inspires you. And yet set a big goal. There's an old saying, attempt something so big and impossible that unless divine assistance comes into play, you're likely to fail. Well, divine assistance will come into play if you do these things that I've taught you. And show grace to yourself. Don't be fire that inner Marine drill sergeant that yells at you about, come on, move it, Don't listen to that harsh voice. Give yourself grace as you do this process and keep trying. Keep reviewing this goal and keep going for it over and over and over. The lotto has a commercial, you can't win if you don't buy a ticket. And, the more tickets you have, the more chances you have, that kind of a thing. And in life, the more that you go for these things, the more you believe for these things, the more you try for these things, the more you will see the manifestation of a happy, healthy, prosperous new year. I mentioned earlier that our friend Andre Crouch passed away. And, it's important to realize that true success in life, as my friend Arnold once told me, is to take the gifts God has given us and to make something with those gifts. And those are the kind of goals I want to encourage you to do, to find out what are my God-given gifts and to make something with those gifts. And I'd like to go to a song that Andre wrote, who passed away yesterday, called Through It All. And he shares a story. This is live at a big stadium in a Billy Graham crusade. He shares the story of how he was divinely given the gift of music and then how he took that gift and he made something with that gift. So give a listen to Andre, who we're saddened by his passing yesterday. This is Andre Crouch.
I'm so delighted to be here tonight, and I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and for what he means to me. And I don't know how I got here on Indian night, but I'm here. I'm so grateful today because I can say that I have Christ in my life. And at the early age of 9 years old, I gave my heart to Jesus. My father was what we call a bootleg preacher. He didn't want to own up to being a preacher. He was in Bible college, and he never wanted to be a man. And nevertheless, the Lord kept talking to him. And once the Lord puts a hook in your jaw, you can't escape. And I remember him being invited to a little church about 60 miles out from Los Angeles, where we are from. And this was a little church, the kind of church that even had the little outhouse in the back. And there was no musician there or anything. And my dad didn't know whether it was the Lord's will for him to want to be a preacher anyway. And they said, oh, this is our pastor. And they wanted him so much to be the pastor of this little country church after hearing him speak that afternoon. And time went on, and my uncle, which is a presbyter of Southern California, asked him, he said, Ben Crouch, why don't you go out there and just kind of get the church organized? He said, well, being that the church doesn't have a musician, I'm going to pray, if God wants me to be there, I'm going to pray that God will give Andre the gift of music so he can play for the church. And I had just accepted the Lord at the age of 9, and I was about 11 years old at the time. And my dad calls me up out of the audience and says, Andre, if God were to give you the gift of music, would you use it for his glory? I said, yeah, Daddy. He prayed for me right there. And 2 weeks later, he said, okay, here you are. And he just stuck me up on the piano. I began to play. And I had a bad stammering problem. I couldn't say over 3 words without either kicking somebody or pounding the floor, something like that. And I wanted so much to express myself. And I was so grateful for the gift of music and how God had touched my life. And right there, I knew that God was going to use me. And I was just sharing with Brother Graham how, watching some of the telecast, how I was so blessed. And I said, oh, if I could just sing and people would be there and find Jesus, you know. And it just impressed my life and put a just really enriched my life at a very early age. And now God has taken us to about 40 different countries of the world. And I've seen him do so many miracles. How 3.5 years ago, I was sick unto death, and I found Jesus Christ to be a healer. And I tell you, he's everything. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, all the young people especially, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You'll never regret any moment that you've given your heart to Jesus. And a song that he's given me after a hard time in my life, a particular time I thought I couldn't sing, I thought I couldn't smile, but he gave me this little song, and I trust that it should be a blessing to you. I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. Let all my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces. But there were times when I felt so all alone. But right there in my lonely hour, it became a precious lonely hour. But Jesus let me know that I was his own. Now I can say,
well, that's a little tribute. That's our friend Andre Crouch, who passed away yesterday, Grammy-winning gospel legend. And so I hope you've enjoyed the secrets of setting and succeeding at your goals that we've shared today to start your new year on the right track. This link is good in perpetuity, and I mentioned the power of repetition, so replay this show again and again to reinforce these simple principles, and it'll help you stay on track this year to make this 2015 your best year yet. Thank you for joining the show. Go with God and be blessed.